And it comes right on the heels of the hardest trivia question ever. Okay, so back to Drew. Drew, okay, so now we got to ask all the pertinent questions. Christine already asked where it is. So have you seen a lot of gators in the area before?
Yes, this place is covered up with alligators. It's a club I've been a member of for about 6 years, and it's the state of Arkansas has only had a season for the last five years. And it was real exciting. We, you know, when we put the club together, we didn't anticipate that. But then all of a sudden, the Game Fish did a survey and an inspection and saw that we had enough population to actually give us a permit. And at that time, it was just one a year. But last year, they actually gave us two because we still have so many.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 10-member club, so it's not very many people. But that whole area in South Arkansas, Southwest Arkansas around Millwood Lake, thousands of gators.
Well, that's because they've seen the shows on the various cable channels. Yeah, they want to get out of Louisiana.
Right up Red River.
They're being targeted south of the border, so they know to get the heck out of Dodge. Right.
So there's only two tags for the whole year?
On that one property. There's 60 permits in the whole state of Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This alligator.
You haven't filled your other tag yet?
Oh, there's only one. Now, one of the other members in our group.
That's what I mean, though. They haven't gotten theirs?
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Now, did you know that it was a good-sized gator when you got it?
Yes. What we knew, we've seen a big one in this one lake. There's two oxbow lakes on this property. And we've been, you know, we the members have seen one big one there. And actually, the most unique thing about this whole thing, last year's biggest, the current record as of last year was taken off the same lake last year.
Okay.
13 foot, 3 inches. And
is it by length or weight?
By length.
Okay.
Yeah. His was reported at 1,300. I mean, it must have been really fat. Mine weighed in at 1,100, best calculation.
I like my lean, athletic gators. That's a much better gator.
He was a lot more fight.
Yeah, you got more like a safety, and he got like a defensive lineman.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you do with this gator now? Do you guys eat it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got really restaurant-grade meat in the tail. I mean, and they say I haven't ever had ribs, but they say as far as barbecue and ribs, it's gonna be.
Do you skin it and keep the skin?
Make a giant wallet.
We did. my sister's already called. Says she wants a jacket, a purse, and four pairs of boots.
I mean, what can you get? I mean, how much can you get out of this one gator?
You know, I haven't had a quote for it. You know, actually, I'm waiting to see if maybe there's not maybe some retailers interested in financing a full mount.
Mm-hmm.
For in exchange for display.
Yeah, I heard that there was a deal where you could post it in a museum or something. Is that the deal?
Well, possibly the new Bass Pro Shop. Okay. We've actually sent a mention to them, and they're actually considering maybe doing that.
That would be a good draw for customers.
Yeah, I mean, the current record. And like I said, it's got to stand beyond this weekend. Now, mine was 13.9. It bested the record by 6 inches, so it may stand a little while, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Where is it right now is what I want to know.
The skin and the head is all sitting in a cooler in a taxidermy shop in Jacksonville.
Okay. Huh.
And we did that on Monday. I'm going to tell you something. When I speared it, I used a harpoon. The second I put it in it and knew that I had him, the first thought was, I don't know what I'm going to do next with this thing.
Right.
I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know how I was going to take care of it. It's, you know, you don't really expect. It's my third hunt to be on. And they're not easy to catch. And so.
It's like a dog chasing cars. You never know what you do if you get
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Where did you
finally got it?
Where did you harpoon it at?
In the water?
Yeah.
Where did you? Or no, in his head. Where did you gig him?
Yeah, right in the side. We were following him. He was swimming away from us, and we had a little trolling motor that was pushing our boat.
What kind of boat are you in?
Like a 16-foot aluminum boat.
So he's pretty much the whole length of the boat.
Yeah, almost.
It sounds terribly unsafe.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, Matt. I'm against it.
There was no getting him in the boat. We just had to, you know, pull him in the water to the shore to get him out of the water.
Him. Wouldn't it have sucked if like a 16-foot gator came up and just ate him right off your hook? Man, I've had that happen to me a million times, bro.
Would anybody believe it?
Yeah, a gator story is much better than a fish story.
That would be a good gator story.
Yes. So, I mean, how long was the ride back? Because that had to be – that's like – I won't ever forget. I won a spelling bee when I was a little kid, and I got this giant sucker. It was like three times the size of my head. And I'm thinking, I got to get this thing home without dropping it because I can't wait to show my mom. So I get the thing home. Doesn't break. I'm so excited. I take it in, and I go, Mom, look. And I had some friends over, and she's like, okay, cool. She gets a hammer out and mashes it up and gives everybody a chunk of my sucker. I'm like, what are you doing? I wanted to eat it like a big lollipop. And she wasn't having it. Anyway, so you had to be thinking. There had to be some nervous moments like, oh, gosh,
no,
let me get this thing back
absolutely.
To shore.
I was worried. I was, because I'm going to tell you something. We once you harpoon him, you basically just have to fight him until he wears down enough.
Is there a harpoon gun, or are you just stabbing him?
No, I just stabbed
him. Oh, my gosh, you just jabbed him with a...
Yeah, you can get these tips that you would put. I basically made my pole myself, but had a pole with a metal point on the end.
You're
and
a man.
You set this dart, you put this dart that just sort of fits over the end, and there's a cable attached to the dart. So once you stab him and the dart goes in, the dart actually turns sideways, and then it won't pull out of the skin.
It's like a treble hook.
Right, mm-hmm. Kind of like that.
It's like a gator treble hook, you know.
So we get it in him, and he fights us for about – it took about 40 minutes for him to wear it.
He didn't just throw his little gator arms
up
and go, I quit?
No, he didn't say, I quit. And, you know, I was so nervous. We were at about 15 yards. I could see how wide his back was, and I thought – I started actually physically shaking. I'm thinking, this is going to be a really big alligator. And now I'm worried because my nerves are going. I'm thinking like Phil Mickelson, and I'm trying to control my breathing a little bit here. And I think because I've got about that much of a window to hit him without missing.
That much of a window, like a foot?
Yeah, because you don't really want to hit him right on top of the back because he's got these really thick cartilage shields.
You got to get him in the soft spot.
Yeah, I got him in the soft spot. So, and I'm worried I'm not going to get. So I wait to the absolute last second, and I thought I could go before he sank or would dive under, and I just happened to get him. But I got him just ahead of the rear leg.
He didn't see your boat coming up.
I think he was swimming away from us. He was kind of
still,
but he wasn't. You know, this guy, he wasn't scared of anybody.
Yeah,
he wasn't running away from anybody. Yeah. Yeah, I think he was the big boy in the.
He said, "Well, it's not like somebody's gonna stick me with a harpoon or anything. I'm good."
How long did it take for you?
Surprise!
How long did it take for you to fight him? My husband caught like a 1,000-pound marlin in Florida, and his hands were bleeding.
Oh,
it took
it didn't take
hours
that long
to get him in.
How many guys are in the boat?
There's three of us.
Okay,
I had two helpers and one guy running the motor, one guy holding the light, and me on the stick and. But it took about 40 minutes to wear him down. But what I was saying about where I hit him, so far back on his body, if you think about it, it left his whole upper body and his head out of control, and it stayed down most of the time. I couldn't, the idea is once you get him, then you shoot him to get him to sit still and get him in. Mm-hmm. But he had his head down the whole time. I don't tell you to talk about power. We wore him down at one point, and his tail kind of came up. We hit him up, and you could see from where I was, the attachment point to the rest of his tail, kind of at the top of the water, and then he got like a surge of energy, and he just went, shoo! I mean, his tail just like whipped, and he was just gone, and he's pulling the boat, and it's kind of like a fish that would fight, And then,
did you connect the harpoon to something, or were you just holding on to
it? We're just holding a rope.
That's what I was saying. Why isn't
it's
his
amazing.
Hands bleeding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had gloves on.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Were you afraid that the boat would tip?
That I was because I hit him so far back.
He's hitting the boat, isn't he?
His head is under the boat,
yeah.
Actually, most of the time, mm-hmm. And he's banging the boat. And for a second there, I thought we almost lost my buddy. He was trying to. I told him to get to the front of the boat, so because as the permit holder, I can be the only one that spears him, and I can be the only one that shoots him. So I'm holding the rope, and I'm trying to get this buddy of mine to the front of the boat to hold the rope while I get the gun. And he, instead of crossing behind me, okay, I've got my feet up against the side of the boat.
He tries to go over?
He tries to go across me. The gator hits the boat, and it shakes the boat really bad. And I see this in my side.
Like
him
falling
backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I grabbed his shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
On his shoulder, and I put him in a headlock. And we just sort of froze. I got the gator in his hand. I got him in a headlock like this. And we're just sitting there, and we froze, and we kind of took our breath, and he says, "You just saved my life."
Wow.
Because he was going to fall in right on top of that thing. So I thought, this is fixing to end really bad for the night.
Drew, you need to go wrestle bears. You're a man.
Yeah, no joke. Those Duck Dynasty guys don't have anything against you.
I had, a lot of luck in that.
That's amazing. So once you got him back on shore, you probably had to have quite a surprise when you saw exactly how big he looked.
I immediately went to the truck to grab a tape measure. And my first best guess, it's dark, and I just sort of eyeball in the distance.
It's about the time you ran out of tape that you thought you might have something special.
Yeah, that's right. Getting that mouth closed.
Yeah.
Because it took three shots to get him to sit still.
Yeah, to sit still. He had to go night-night.
Yeah.
I shot him up with a sedative. So how many guys to carry him? Did the three of you able to pick him up?
We weren't able to pick him up.
Okay. 1,100 pounds.
It took four guys. We had they had the boat in the water right at the edge of the water, and we would get his tail, put it in, and then we'd try to pull him over a little bit more, and then we'd try to roll him on the rest of the way. Four of us finally wrestled him over into the boat. Mm-hmm. And then we trailered the boat to the barn where we were at and where we got it checked for the game fish. And he wasn't getting picked up.
That's amazing. Drew Baker's joining us. The state record, 13 feet, 9.75 inches, around 1,000 pounds, taken out in South Arkansas. So what's the name of the lake? Or the body of water?
Where I do not want to go ever?
Yeah, I'm trying to give a warning here. Where
it's
is
just
it?
Just a little oxbow called Red Lake is what it is. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right off a little river below Millwood Lake.
Note to self. Don't
but all of Millwood Lake's got a lot of alligators in it. So.
Okay. I'm going to swim there.
We were talking earlier about crocodiles and alligators. What's the difference?
The crocodile's got a real narrow snout and mouth. This thing has got
a big old head on it.
Long, wide.
It's got big old gator jowls, too. Well, I'm looking at the picture.
And by the way, I was going to say, we've got an album of pictures on the Expressway Parking website page. I've embedded a post from the Facebook page. So you can go straight to expressswayparking.com, and you can see a lot of really great pictures of it then.
Good business owner. He's no dummy.
Very cool.
And again, you will hear Expressway mentioned every Friday with Herm, who is just awesome. He was in town a while back. He spoke at UCA, and he came in and had lunch with the guys on the morning show.
Man, I want to meet him if you're...
I do, too. If he comes back, I'll let you know. I haven't met him yet either. I didn't get a chance to go, but they said he was just amazing.
Yeah.
And the guy that I know that represents him that we deal with, and getting him on, said he's just an amazing guy. He's just like you think he'd be. He's just very natural.
I love
very
watching his interviews on on commentary. Yeah. And when Shelly mentioned it, I said, "Yeah, sign me up."
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's a big fan of yours now too. So
you still get the fifth day free.
Yeah. If you book your reservation on the website.
Oh, okay.
Boy.
Yeah.
This guy knows.
I think it's a great.
Yes. Tell everybody where you guys are, what you do, and how they contact y'all.
Well, we offer long-term airport parking at the Little Rock National Airport, and we're right adjacent to the entrance at the corner. We've got covered and uncovered parking. We've got long-term rate specials if you book on the website, and you can make a reservation on the website, and secure your rate and your spot in case it's and on holiday weeks, we do get sold out, so sometimes that helps. It's a complimentary shuttle and it's on demand. So if you pull in, you park, we pick you up at your car, take you straight to the airport. There's really no waiting. There's definitely no walking like you would at the airport.
That's good. 'Cause I'm lazy. Well, it's a great story. Congratulations. I hope it stands up, but either way, you got a heck of a story to tell.
Yeah.
And tell your buddy I'm glad he didn't die.
Yeah.
That would have been a sad part of the story.
He's a baseball coach. It was,
Who is it?
A guy named Clay Berry. I went to high school with him.
Okay.
And my other buddy, Terry Jerry, throw out to him. He lives up in Cabot. We went to college together. So it was a good team, good team effort, and a lot of fun, man. Certainly a memory we won't forget.
Yeah, without a doubt. You give all Gators free parking now?
We do. We're good fans. We're big fans of Gators.
You should do that. Well, you don't want any kind of, you don't want them looking for some kind of reciprocity. Coming back at you there. Reparations is the word I'm looking for, rather.
Chris, this is sort of a gory detail, but when we were gutting, a hog came out.
A whole hog?
A whole hog. And it was a small one, but we sent that out to my brother-in-law and my nephew.
Is this in the album?
I didn't take pictures. That was kind of gruesome.
I would have liked to see
Everybody's asked me that. Now, I guess I think back I should have done that.
Did you get a picture of it?
Of the
hog?
No.
No, he just said.
Well, I didn't know he didn't put it up. I didn't know if he didn't take a picture of it either. Okay.
No. But my nephew, he tweeted back, he commented back. He says, "I hope this is not a
Kittner
precursor
boy.
To the ball game."
I like that. Yeah, it's true.
You open him up and the Kittner boy falls out.
Good one. Yeah.
Thank you.
This kid's sick.
Quoted a bunch of that night. I guarantee you.
Well, listen, we appreciate it. Drew, good stuff. Congratulations again, Expressway Airport Parking. And you'll hear about them every Friday for sure. So if it stands up, let us know. We'll give you another plug.
We've only got one more weekend, and it'll be good for a year.
You guys, Drew's a good man. He's a good husband and a good father, and he's a fine business owner. Let him have his month in the sun. Don't screw it up and go kill a giant gator this weekend, please. Whatever you do. Get to Fayetteville. Hang out with us. Watch the hogs.
I'm going to go
smash.
To A&M. You going?
Yeah, we'll be up there. You guys going to come by?
I am.
We're doing a pregame party
Okay.
on Dixon Street. Jose. At Jose's.
What time will you start?
High noon.
I'll work my best. We'll Josh has got a game at 1, so we'll be there then till, I got to hustle.
Yeah, we'll be there till 3 and then a little after, so we'll hook up before or after.
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll take a time out. 12:32. What else are we going to do today? Anything else I'm missing?
Birthday trivia.
Right.
From our friends at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
You sure are. Drew, you want to stick around and do some birthday trivia?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll do that first thing from the break.